WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy roller coaster we call life. Ever feel like you're stuck in a mental loop, replaying anxieties over and over again? Like those pesky negative thoughts are clinging on tighter than a toddler at a candy store. Trust me, I get it. We all wrestle with these inner demons sometimes. But what if I had told you there's a way to break free, to quiet the noise and find some serious peace? That's what we're tackling today, breaking free from negative thoughts and fears using the power of stoicism. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another self-help podcast, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about becoming a monk on a mountaintop, it's about finding practical tools to deal with life's ups and downs. It's about building inner strength and resilience so those pesky negative thoughts don't have the same grip on you. So, how do we actually bust out of that negativity trap? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. First, recognize your triggers. Ever notice certain situations where people seem to instantly send your anxiety through the roof? That's your trigger alert. Once you identify them, you can start to consciously navigate the situations differently. Maybe it's a social gathering, public speaking, or even just scrolling through that endless feed of doom scrolling on social media. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's true. Think about it like this. Your brain is like a mischievous monkey always chattering away and sometimes throwing out crazy ideas. Don't just accept everything that pops into your head. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this? Is this really helpful? What would I tell a friend who was thinking this? Third, focus on what you can control. You know that saying, worrying doesn't change anything? It's true. We spend so much time stressing over things outside our control, the weather, traffic, other people's opinions. Instead, shift your energy to what you can actually influence. Your actions, your reactions, your attitude. Fourth, practice gratitude. Sounds cheesy, right? But seriously, taking a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture can work wonders for your mindset. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, which is a powerful antidote to negativity. And finally, remember that you're not alone. We all struggle with negative thoughts and fears. Talk to someone you trust, join a support group, or even just journal about your feelings. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're part of something bigger. Think about that time you were really anxious about a presentation at work. Maybe your mind was racing with worst-case scenarios, forgetting your words, tripping on stage, getting roasted by your boss. You probably felt powerless, right? But what if I told you that instead of letting fear control you, you could use that anxiety as fuel? Picture this. You acknowledge those butterflies in your stomach, but instead of shrinking back, you channel that nervous energy into a powerful performance. You deliver your presentation with confidence and clarity, captivating your audience and exceeding expectations. See what I mean? By recognizing the triggers, challenging negative thoughts, focusing on what you can control, practicing gratitude, and remembering that you're not alone, you can break free from those mental shackles and step into your power. So, take a deep breath, folks. Remember those five key takeaways. Start small, maybe challenge one negative thought today, or practice a few minutes of gratitude before bed. Every little step counts. You've got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts. Let me know what resonates with you, or if there's anything else you'd like to explore in the podcast. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, and remember, you are stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.